Let's spend some time looking at how Jesus focused his mission at each of these different commitment levels. Today we will do two, and next week the other two. 1. Religious and non-religious lost. From the outset of Jesus' ministry, he had a genuine heart for the lost. He allowed people to get close to him, to come and see his life. He also challenged them to repent and believe in him and his message. Some important points we can take from Jesus' life as we disciple others. Firstly, he was relational. As we look at the life of Christ, we notice that he placed himself around people. In John 1:39, when Jesus tells Andrew and the other disciples to come and see, he was not challenging them to attend a program or to visit the synagogue. He was inviting them to come and see his life and to enter into a relationship with him. Throughout his life, he centered on relationships and not on programs. Next, he was a friend of sinners. Jesus was labeled a friend of sinners. To the Pharisees, this was a great insult, but to Jesus, it seemed to be a badge he wanted to wear. When it came to fulfilling his mission of seeking and saving the lost, he never made the synagogue his base. Jesus spent time with people where they were. Next, Jesus challenged people to commitment by asking them to repent and believe. Jesus' relationships were redemptive ones. He had relationships with people for the purpose of redeeming their souls. Jesus wanted mankind to be saved. He himself said this is the reason he came into the world. Jesus' challenge to commitment included repentance and belief. Then, not everyone who was challenged followed. There is no indication that the rich ruler in Luke 18:18-30 responded positively to Jesus' challenge. Finally, those Jesus drew closer never hesitated to share their newfound faith. Andrew tells Peter, Philip tells Nathaniel, the Samaritan woman tells her village, Levi holds a party with all his friends for Jesus. All of this was done immediately after they met Jesus. 2. Believers. Jesus challenged people to repent and believe. However, he didn't stop there. After people had chosen to believe in him, Jesus then challenged them to a deeper commitment and called people to follow him. John 1:43 and Luke 5:27-29. Some important points we can learn from Jesus' life as we disciple others are as follows. Jesus sought out those that he wanted to move to the next commitment level. In John 1:43, Jesus goes to find Philip. Jesus didn't wait for people to tell him that they were ready for the next commitment level. He actively sought them out and challenged them to a deeper commitment. Next, Jesus understood people and knew that they needed help to grow spiritually. He knew that it was not enough to challenge people to repent and believe. If people were going to endure in their faith, they required help to grow. Next, Jesus called people to a deeper commitment. He wasn't afraid to challenge people to go to the next level. This is seen in the verses we read above. We note the following. Matthew was challenged to leave his tax booth. He was challenged to pursue a totally new career. Philip changed his plans. Then, Jesus deepened his relationship with those who followed. As we look at the disciple-making movement that Jesus modeled, we see that it was developed on the backbone of deep, meaningful relationships between Jesus and his followers. Jesus spent intentional time with those who followed him. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus and his disciples doing life together. They lived together, ate together, ministered together. Jesus used every opportunity to build meaningful relationships with his disciples and to teach them about what it means to be a Christ follower. Jesus taught his followers about God's general will for their lives. For the first 18 to 21 months of his ministry, although Jesus involved his followers in ministry, his main focus was teaching and modeling for them what it meant to live in obedience to the Father's general will, who we are and what we live out. And then finally, Jesus transferred his character and priorities. Jesus took every opportunity to reveal his character and kingdom priorities to those who followed him. Jesus wanted people to grow in character, that is, being, and establish his priorities, doing, in their lives.